With the president withdrawing visas to from high-risk countries to South Africa, businesses like Sun International, heavily dependent on international travellers to fill beds at properties like Sun City and the Table Bay Hotel, are going to struggle, especially since so many conferences are being cancelled and postponed at the moment. Chief Executive Anthony Leeming is on the line to us from Johannesburg tonight. Are you planning for a shutdown of hotels and resorts, Andy? Anthony, is it part of your scenario planning?
Good evening, Bruce. No, not at this stage. We're doing some things like, we might close the Cascades and move guests up to the Palace. Things like that. But at this stage, isn't a planned closure. We are planning for obviously reduced activity, and that's the key priority at the moment. But this thing's happening so fast, we have to make plans on the go.
I mean, what sort of cancellations are you seeing? Because with foreign travel being blocked from the places like UK, which is a big source of visitors for you, Italy, Germany, a big one, China, increasingly a big one, the United States, these places are high risk. President Cyril Ramaphosa says those people are not welcome here for a while, at least. That's a big blow to you.
Yeah, look, the biggest impact for us for international visitors really is our property in Cape Town, Table Bay, which has a very high international mix. And that's the one we've been impacted the most from international visitors. And then certainly Sun City a little bit from international, but not as drastic. But big corporate conferences, that's where we're getting hurt there at Sun City. But local leisure campaigns are still going okay. Clearly people will be under a bit more pressure, and we just got to manage that as best we can.
Casinos are places with lots of surfaces, lots of buttons, climate control, confined spaces. People tend to, when they hunker down, some of them will hunker down for a long time. Is it safe to keep those operating?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've got improved cleaning routines. There's hand sanitizers everywhere. We believe that we are safe, and certainly we are taking actions. I mean, activity will be reduced, and we're taking certain actions that will help us manage any sort of crowds, make sure there aren't crowds build up, make sure there's a loitering, and make sure people aren't in too close contact with each other. And, that should help alleviate any pressures or any problems.
How does the president's prohibition on gatherings of more than 100 people affect a casino? Because, I mean, will you limit access? Will you start saying, sorry, customer number 101, you're going to have to wait for Johnny over there to finish before we can let you in?
That's very difficult to do. I mean, it's just been announced yesterday. Mondays, fortunately, are very quiet at our properties. We are going to meet as an industry and then decide on the way together to really tackle this problem together as an industry. There are certain things we can do, certainly limited access. But we do think that with the current environment, that could probably take care of itself.
Do you put the brakes on expansion, on development, on deal-making? Because, I mean, you were in the early stages of a turnaround. These results that you've just published today showed that there was life in the business of Sun International. And no sooner do you sort of get yourself up off your knees than you get whacked straight back down again.
Yeah, I mean, does anyone care about the results at the moment? It doesn't look like it. But absolutely, they were a good set of results, and we're proud of them. But same time, I think there's big issues to worry about, which we focus on. Clearly, at this point in time, it's short term. We've sort of put a hold on any sort of capex and certainly no expansion at the moment. And we will, see how things unplay and go ahead in the next few months, and then make decisions for the longer term. In the meantime, it really is all hold on the hatches, manage cash, and keep the business going. So that's the focus at the moment. And international expansion is the furthest thing from our minds.
Anthony Leeming, the Sun International Group Chief Executive. Yeah, the results were good, and that is the great tragedy, of course, of South African companies that have been through the mill. They really have. And no sooner do you look like that you're getting a little bit of assistance, a little bit of a turnaround, you're starting to get things sorted out, that you get whacked from the side by this coronavirus. It's developing into a human catastrophe, but for businesses right now, they're really having to work very carefully and very, very smartly in order to ensure that they survive the worst fallout as a result of this.